And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your outer eyes, relax your body, and clear your mind. Take a deep healing breath, breathing into that inner chamber where you know you are in the presence of pure being, enfolded and comforted by the unconditional love of God. And as you exhale, just let go. Let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this time and sacred place. Take a couple more deep breaths, feeling the ebb and flow of the breath of life, and knowing that every breath you take is a gift from the Almighty. And also know that the celebration of Jesus' birth so long ago in Bethlehem gives you the faith to get in touch with and act from your true spiritual essence. In this consciousness, just know that the angels are calling you. The heavenly hosts are inviting you. A star is guiding you to take the journey inward to experience the rebirth of the Christ of your being. And taking this journey, taking even the first step of this journey, opens our hearts and souls to accept all the gifts of God. Accept the gift of life, knowing that you are an eternal spiritual being created in the image and likeness of the Most High. Life abounds. As the angel said, I am bringing you good news of great joy. You are worthy. You are loved. You are one with the One. Accept this now in the silence. Likewise, accept the gift of frankincense as a reminder that there's no place you can ever be that God is not. God's omnipresence means that God expresses fully in every point in the universe, fully in every single point in the universe. And that means that God expresses fully in you and as you. Accept the gift of myrrh also as a realization that you are an eternal spiritual being in this physical plane to learn more about God, to love God more, and to continue on the ever upward path of your own spiritual evolution. And dear God, sweet Spirit, help us to shepherd our thoughts, to follow the Christ light, our inner star, as the Magi followed the star visible to them, to follow that star to our ever unfolding good. Help us during this season to receive your many gifts and to receive them joyfully. During this time, we call forth our divine inheritance, all the powers of the Christ. And as we close this time of prayer and meditation, we set the intention right here, right now, to connect deeply this Advent season with the precious Christ nature born in us. We are ready to receive the gifts of Spirit with each new thought, each new insight, each choice. And in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, we say, thank you, God. Amen and amen. And now let us prayerfully complete this time of prayer and meditation by singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.